Hello, mate. Where to? Second Life. Right, you up? Tell you what, my youngest Chantanay spent about 3 months in front of the computer constructing some bleeding virtual beauty salon on her very own tropical paradise island. Reckon she was going to make a packet offering novelty Brazilian waxes and clitoral piercings to upmarket residents. But I says to her, I says, you're living in a fantasy world, my girl. You want to get yourself a proper job. And she says,
Dad, the phrase fantasy world is a bit rich coming from the bloke who still reckons West Ham will one day lift the Champions League trophy.
Bloody kids.
Oi! This is a bus lane, you pillock!
Anyway, so the girl wakes up one morning and finds she's been grey gooed, cloned, signed up for his boller, and Chantanay Island has been reduced to a smouldering rubble by the Israeli Air Force. Poor girl was a nervous wreck. So, she went down to doctors, and he says, take two of these tablets 3 times a day for a week, and she opens the packet and it's empty. And she says, what's this? And he says, that's virtual Valium, now go and get a real life. Bleeding charming. And speaking of Second Life, I had Tom Cruise's avatar in the back last week. Sort of a giant furry penis. Tipped me $50 Linden for a 10-minute ride to the Second Life Church of Scientology L-Run Hubbard Memorial Shopping Mall. Lovely bloke. Tell you what, he's a lot taller in cyberspace.